and we love you.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
How sad. The 80s teen flick director John Hughes, who I thought was absolutely brilliant, died while walking in Manhattan. He suffered a heart attack. You'll remember him from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorite movies. You'll be hearing some of that during America Tonight tonight. The Breakfast Club, another big John Hughes movie, and there were a slew of others like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Uncle Buck, National Lampoon's Vacation, Pretty in Pink. I mean, he really struck a chord, especially, as I said, during the 80s. He also wrote the unbelievably, phenomenally popular Home Alone, which made, of course, Macaulay Culkin a huge sensation when he was just 8 years old, and the rest was history for Culkin and a lot of other actors. Matthew Broderick said he was truly shocked and saddened by the news about his old friend John Hughes. He was wonderful, very talented guy, and my heart goes out to his family, no doubt. Besides talking about the loss of John Hughes, we'll talk about the Gang of Six senators who met with Barack Obama today, huddling over, what else, healthcare legislation, plus how to deal with the crowds who have been outraged across the United States. In the meantime, Fannie Mae smashingly suffers some massive losses, and they're looking for more aid. Boy, everybody has their hand out. Remember how badly that has been handled, certainly. Also, Twitter stopped today. Are you one of those people who tweet about everything you do? Just got up today, had a cup of coffee, went to get the sports page. I mean, I don't get the Twitter thing, but obviously a lot of people love it. So Twitter and Facebook both kind of to a crawl, slammed with a virus, plus a big fallout over Paula Abdul deciding not to come back to American Idol. We'll let you hear what Ryan Seacrest had to say on his show today, because I know that many of you listening to this show are huge American Idol fans. Just joking. Probably some of your kids are. Some of your kids might be. Hey, you can't knock the numbers. Somebody is watching American Idol. If they get 30 million people, the highest rated show in the land, somebody is watching this. So the sexy Victoria Beckham, I mean, could this couple, this power couple, make any more money? She's going to do some of appearances as one of the judges on American Idol. Katy Perry is, and there's a couple of others, too. We'll tell you about those. Probably a good thing to do to rotate different women in there if they're going to get rid of Paula Abdul. But don't look for me to give you some great insight into American Idol, because I'm one of the non-people. I'm not part of that 30 million that watch the show. Of course, I do know about it, and I do know a lot of people that especially have young kids who just live and die by that show. John Edwards' mistress made an appearance at a federal court today. It was all over the news when I woke up. In fact, it was the first thing that I woke up to. I thought, oh, no, here we go again. Remember, there really hasn't been an ending to this one politically, and that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as I said, America Tonight. Riley Hunter, who is the former mistress of J.E.'s, went inside this courtroom in Raleigh. A grand jury is convening there. She was taken into the back entrance, but apparently enough paparazzi or local photographers knew about it, so they had plenty of shots of her. Happened very early in the morning, and she was there with her lawyer, an FBI agent, an agent with the IRS. And this was the strangest thing, this part I don't get. She was carrying the 18-month-old daughter that supposedly is John Edwards, the daughter named Frances, right? So she was there for 9 hours. You think John Edwards was sweating this one out? 9 hours. So, of course, Edwards, who ran for president last time around, is under investigation, as you all know, to see if he took the do-re-mi from campaign funds, if they were illegally paid to Hunter, who wormed her way in as a videographer during that 2008 presidential run. And there's got to be some significance here, or she wouldn't be in front of a grand jury, because they want to get her testimony. They're trying to lock her down, 9 hours especially. So there may be something to this. Originally, when the story broke, there was a very wealthy friend of John Edwards who said, yeah, I paid her some money. I helped out. I gave some money. Blah, blah, blah. But there must be something about moving the money around, or was directly traced to PAC funds, rather. Because if they have that, then I guess they can certainly make a trail toward Edwards. And here's the amount of money we're talking about. She was paid $100,000 for video production in a four-month period in 2006. And then in April of 2007 got $14,000 and change more. And when she got that money, this is significant, the PAC had about $8,000 in cash on hand. So that same day, all of a sudden, now see, this is where it gets fishy, right? Follow me. Edwards' campaign paid the PAC $14,000 for what they listed as a furniture purchase. So obviously they were trying to cover up the whole thing of where she was getting the money from. And whether or not they can trace it to Edwards or this other guy, this Dallas trial attorney who gave some money, sent some money to Hunter, and they can use that as the excuse and cover that up, who knows. But, you know, they might nail him for this, because this is definitely a political corruption case if they can tie that money to John Edwards. Wow, crazy stuff. Very odd to see her with the baby in that situation. So then it made you think, well, is the baby there as sort of proof of, okay, there's been no paternity tests, but I got the money, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But it was odd to see that walk into the courthouse, no doubt. And talk about hypocritical. How about this? The House giving up $200 million, $200 million, right? It's like you have to have a cash register or a calculator on hand to just add all this stuff up that is being taken out of the coffers. Well, because they're ordering three Gulfstream jets to fly Pentagon and other members of Congress around the globe, basically, in lieu, I guess, of having them go commercial. Why have them go coach when we can have our own Gulfstream? So these are for three C-37 jets. It's basically the military's version of the Gulfstream 550, if you've ever seen any of those. And it's part of the Pentagon's budget that was passed by the House last year. See, that's the thing. When you don't read, when you don't know what the budget is, you know, what is entailed in the budget, then you don't find stuff like that. And all of a sudden it comes out of the woodwork because it was buried deep in that budget. So originally the Pentagon asked for only one of the planes to try to replace, I guess, some of the aging planes that they had, but then it ends up with three. And so here we are talking about the health care and all these other things and asking Americans to pitch in, and we look at the unemployment rate, and then Congress is worried about what they're flying on. Most of the people who fly, by the way, on the planes is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She generally flies that Gulfstream-like plane between Washington and her house in San Francisco. They've been supplying the planes to her predecessor as well, obviously. They say it's because of what happened September 11th. Well, that's nice, huh? Coming up next, a little conversation about Blackwater with one of my favorite authors, Robert Liparulo. Stay with us. You'll enjoy it. That's next on ATN.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
It's all about supplying arms. Eric Prince, the CEO of Blackwater. Was he a murderer? I guess the military contractor who's accused of massive abuses and overcharges in Iraq really did some things that were worse than were originally thought. At least he's being accused of that. Recently, this just came out the other day, there was a new article in The Nation, and they talked with a former Blackwater staffer and also an ex-Marine, and both of them are saying in this new filing, this new federal court filing, that the company's owner, a guy I just mentioned, Eric Prince, might have, and this is a quote, might have murdered or facilitated the murder of individuals who were cooperating with feds investigating the company. We love this guy anyway, so it's always fun to have him on the show. But former journalist and best-selling author Robert Liparullo joins us now. He spent countless hours researching Blackwater and, of course, private armies for his book Deadlock that you've heard me talk about before. Robert, thanks for popping back on ATN with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the latest thing is that he's, of course, accused of smuggling illegal arms into Iraq, but supposedly he sent his own plane. This is wild stuff, with the weapons wrapped in plastic and buried in dog food bags. I guess you had to hide it if you're going to pull them in and not let anyone see them, right? Isn't that crazy?
Probably wondering why all his employees, all his contractors ran up to the dog food bags as soon as they arrived.
Exactly. And so this investigation's been going on now for the past really 2 years. And there are these charges, it could end up in charges anyway, that among the things that happened is he was supplying arms to the PKK, a terrorist organization. I guess that was about a year ago or so. And then the ATF raided the Blackwater offices in the U.S. and also walked away with 17 AK-47s. Is this just kind of sloppy on their part if they were doing this? What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, you know, let me preface everything by simply saying if the allegations are true.
Right, right.
If what these two former employees or one employee who is really upper level management, not just an employee, but very high up in the system at Blackwater. If what he says and this ex-Marine who was a contractor, which is one of the people who gets sent over to, Iraq or wherever they have their contract, if what they're saying is true, then, boy, I have to say that, every time I open the newspaper, what I thought I was writing, which was fiction, turns out to be nonfiction. In Deadlock, it's essentially about an owner of a private military company who uses his own soldiers to commit murders, for his own gain or to protect the company. And when an investigator, starts looking into it, he sends his soldiers after him. And every time I hear something new coming out of Blackwater or a new allegation, I just keep thinking, man, this whole thing is catching up with what I had imagined, based on conjecture and research. it's all catching up with the book very fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Even there's a strange thing I heard about, too, this Lamas ammunition. Apparently, have you heard of it? What it does is it explodes, and you have to shoot the person in the butt. They were shooting Iraqis in the butt, and then they explode. And again, allegedly, like you were saying, that this was something the company had been using, and the military wasn't even cleared for that.
Right, it's an ammunition that's been around for a while, and it doesn't just explode. It's not the explosion itself that causes damage to the body. It sends shrapnel into the body. So it's like a mini grenade that's projected into a body and then explodes. It's very nasty stuff. It's obvious why we don't sanction it.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it's, you know, that very thing, usually the reason we don't use it typically is because once somebody gets hit, they're pretty much down. And the only reason to use something like that is to ensure death or ensure serious bodily harm beyond what you need to stop the person from attacking you.
Yeah. When you were doing all this research for this this book that now is coming more and more like the real life scenario, as you just said, what were some of the interesting things that you found out that maybe surprised you that you can share with the listeners?
Well, you know what surprised me the most is there are a lot of leaks, and of course, you know, you want to chalk it up to disgruntled employees or people who didn't get their contract renewed or something like that. And what I found is that most of the allegations, whether it was that they were assisting in actually helping the drug lords in Colombia, for example, or they are turning their back as the people they were supposed to help stop got away, which really, that, you know, follow the money trail. You know, where who's paying them, and because they're not part of the government, and they've been called mercenaries, you have to really look and say, well, who is their loyalty to? And generally, it's to the bottom line, which would explain why they're doing things like that. But whatever the allegations, the people who were making the allegations weren't just saying it. They had fact after fact after fact. And it shocked me that there were so many facts behind every allegation. Again, whatever it was. And in the book, I posit that the leader of this group, the owner of the Audis is the name of the company in the book, is kind of a warmonger, and he likes war, and he actually found himself in these war zones fighting alongside the contractors. And that's not all supposition. That I found a couple leaks that had come through, and I supported it with interviews where Eric Prince himself actually was in certain areas, certain hot zones, I'll call them, and really, it wasn't that made up to say that this was a guy who just liked war.
Yeah, no kidding. But the bottom line is, you have the diplomats that are there, people, you have people the Iraqis, for example, in trying to rebuild that nation or turn it into a democracy, whatever, what's been happening there for the past 7 years, and of course then taking a lot of the troops out on the 30th of June. You and I have talked about this before. I wonder if this will taint the idea of privatized armies with Blackwater if they nail Eric Prince with these allegations. Do you think it'll do that? Because I think the future is the privatized armies.
You know, I think you're right. The future is privatized armies, I believe, even though it'll be a somewhat different, it'll be regulated. The privatized armies will be more heavily watched. They're trying to put them under the jurisdiction of the Pentagon, regardless of what department hires them, which was one of the issues that kind of made the cracks. I think it will taint the American perception, or, you know, the world's perception of what these privatized armies are all about. To me, it validates the concerns that people have that these are warmongers who are doing it, doing what they're doing more aggressively than they have to, with more disdain for the people against. It's more that they're protecting somebody, but when they fight back, it's with more lethal force than necessary, and also that the bottom line is what they serve, and not to end a war or to protect a diplomat. It's what is going to be the best for the bottom line. And I think if this happens, it will taint it at least for a while, simply because Blackwater is the epitome of the privatized army. And to have somebody, if the allegations are true, to have somebody who really lifted the whole idea of privatized armies up to the public and showed even the good sides of what they can do, to have somebody like him be charged with murder.
Yeah.
I think people are just going to say, you know, see, the whole thing is tainted. The whole mentality is a top down kind of mentality, and
right.
I think that will hurt them.
Right, I think so too. Absolutely, be interesting to see how this all plays out. Robert, as always, we enjoy having you on ATN. Thanks for coming on. Robert Liparullo, and of course, just a little bit more into this. It was the two former employees, and as he said, one was pretty high up. So one of the former employees is saying that Eric Prince, the former CEO of Blackwater, viewed himself pretty much as a Christian crusader, and his whole thing was eliminating Muslims and the Islamic faith from the globe, and that Prince and his company encouraged and rewarded the destruction of Iraqi life. We'll see. Two of those guys testified in sworn affidavits that were just filed in the Eastern District of Virginia. That was part of that suit against Blackwater on behalf of the Iraqi civilians. We're going to go to odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On this vote, the yeas are 68 and the nays are 31. The nomination of Sonia Sotomayor of New York to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
So Sotomayor does make the Supreme Court. You just heard right there, 68-31. That was the new senator from Minnesota, Al Franken. She's going to be the 111th justice, the third woman, the first Hispanic. Nine Republicans joined with the unanimous Democrats, of course, I don't think that's a surprise, in supporting that nomination. Here's what Barack Obama had to say.
Well, I am pleased and deeply gratified that the Senate has voted to confirm Judge Sonia Sotomayor as our nation's 111th Supreme Court Justice. I want to thank the Senate Judiciary Committee, particularly its chairman, Senator Leahy, as well as its ranking member, Senator Sessions, for giving Judge Sotomayor a thorough and civil hearing. And I thank them for doing so in a timely manner so that she can be fully prepared to take her seat when the court's work begins this September. The members of our Supreme Court are granted life tenure and are charged with the vital and difficult task of applying principles set forth at our founding to the questions and controversies of our time. Over the past 10 weeks, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the full Senate have assessed Judge Sotomayor's fitness for this work. They've scrutinized her record as a prosecutor, as a litigator, and as a judge. They've gauged her respect for the proper role of each branch of our government, her commitment to faithfully apply the law to the facts at hand, and her determination to protect our core constitutional rights and freedoms. And with this historic vote, the Senate has affirmed that Judge Sotomayor has the intellect, the temperament, the history, the integrity, and the independence of mind
to ably serve on our nation's highest court.
All right, so as I mentioned, there were a couple of Republicans who decided to buck the GOP and go with the Democrats and back Sotomayor. One of them was Senator George Voinovich from Ohio, and he said he looked at education, experience, temperament, and it was interesting. What he did say, though, is Judge Sotomayor is not the nominee I would have selected if I were president, but making a nomination is not my role here today. My role is to examine her qualifications to determine if she is fit. And then, of course, he voted for Sotomayor. Opposite of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who aimed and took fire, basically, at what he said was Sotomayor's inability to refrain from bringing her personal political opinions to bear on her rulings, which, of course, was the concern all along by some, that is the background going to color her view of the law, because, of course, the justice is supposed to be blind and it's supposed to be equally doled out. And, of course, you're on the greatest court in the land, the highest court in the land anyway, and it's a lifetime appointment. And he said, look, the most fundamental test for any judge, and all the more for those who would sit on the highest court, is where the judge's impulses and preferences aren't subject to review. So I'm not convinced that Sotomayor would keep this commitment. I can't support her nomination. But he was saying that all along. And, of course, the biggest supporter of this whole nomination from the get-go was really the senator from Vermont, Patrick Leahy, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who wrapped up the debate. And he kept stressing the historic nature pretty much of her nomination and now closing the deal, and said it's distinctively American to refine our union, moving us closer to our ideals. Our union isn't perfect, but with this confirmation, we'll be making progress. So how will she fare years from now? What do you think we'll be talking about on the airwaves when Sotomayor is concerned? I mean, she could surprise some people who were not supportive of her being the next Supreme Court justice, just like the guy whose shoes she filled, Souter, was a complete disappointment to Bush, who thought Souter was in step with more conservative values and would kind of slant in that direction, if you will, and that was anything but what he did. So, wow. You think of where she came from and you think of how this all went down, and certainly you can't deny it absolutely is a historic vote. And how will she do on the court? I mean, ultimately, that would be my supreme, like that, my supreme concern, because you got three branches of government. Now she is right in the thick of some major things that are coming down the pike for the Supremes. But it's still, to me, if we were going to dice it and slice it and dissect it all night long, it still comes down to, and by the way, she has been in some of her rulings that I've gone through. Obviously, she blundered a few things, and we know that, and the one was the fireman's case, and it is infuriating when you read about that. But she is pretty tough on crime, so does she stay in that direction, right? She presided over about 450 cases when she was on the district court. And, of course, before that, before the judicial stuff, the appointments, she was a partner at a private law firm and started out, I want to say, as an assistant district attorney prosecuting violent crimes, too. So we'll see. Time will tell when the Supreme Court reconvenes and she gets her feet wet and then some of the bigger decisions happen. But, it again, as much as we can talk about this and talk about, wow, there could have been somebody better, you know, will she really be objective in her rulings and all that other sort of stuff, if you look at the balance of the court, the numbers really don't change that much. The next time around, if Obama's in office and there's an appointment, that's the one that would tilt the Supreme Court, could change and influence, I think, ultimately, the direction. Speaking of that, and I said this was odds and ends, the other thing that people are talking about, we brought it up a little bit on our last show. Remember we had a caller, Stu, from Kentucky, who called in and said that he was asked by the local paper to grade Obama. He happened to be somewhere where a reporter was, and he said he gave him an F. And I told you, in looking at Obama and looking at what he's done, and you look at the second 100 days and how has the administration handled itself in a very short time. And of course, the reaction pretty much, depending on what it is you're talking about, whether it's healthcare, which has people infuriated and going to meetings like I've never seen before, the reaction is not good when it comes to that. The reaction hasn't been good, of course, when it comes to the economy. He's dropped 10 points in popularity, but yet still is one of the more popular presidents, no question about that. But you've got unemployment in a few states that really is 17%, which is crazy. Nationally, we're close to 10%. I was telling somebody this today. They were asking me what I truly thought, and I said, well, listen to the show. But and his point to me was, well, look, he inherited some of this crap, so you can't feed it all on him. You can't throw it all on him. What do you expect the guy to do? I mean, let's face it, the economy wasn't in great shape with all the bailouts and everything else, and that's true. But it was the stimulus, and that was what I pointed out to him. Okay, so you sell us the stimulus. There's a lot of skeptics over it, and you're talking about a lot of money. And guess what? That's money we pay. It, you know, it's money you don't, maybe you don't think about it. You're a taxpayer. It's the money that you've paid in. It's the money I've paid in. And every time there's a big blunder, especially, and money is earmarked for something that just isn't working, that's not a good thing. We're talking about $787 billion. And it still doesn't look, even though we keep hearing, oh, things are getting stronger and you're going to start to see some of these jobs, I don't really see these jobs that they're talking about. So, and it, to me, that's, no, I don't see it. I don't see what they're talking about, where these shovel jobs that are only temporary are going to change people's lives. Like I said, those unemployment numbers definitely don't lie. So it's been over 6 months. And as I said, he's negative in the popularity column, now fallen back a little bit. 28% strongly approve, 39% strongly disapprove. That's the Rasmussen report. They track daily, so those numbers change every single day. And you know, people are trying to get a handle on what they think Obama has done, hasn't done, and what the next couple of years are going to look like. And obviously we know, because that's the constant conversation here on these airwaves, America Tonight. So for the odds and ends part of it, you can weigh in with your own grade on Barack Obama, like the polling is doing, and you'll probably see this swing into the weekend too. I'm sure they'll talk about it on some of the Sunday shows. 800-259-5791. I keep going back to the stimulus blunder and the unemployment numbers. So all in all, since Obama took office, 2.6 million jobs have been lost. And then if you look at the spending, and this I would blame on the government, $18 million to redesign recovery.gov. That's a website that monitors stimulus spending. $18 million? Or how about $3.4 million for what they call an eco tunnel in Florida? And what that does is it's supposed to give you safe passage, or give safe passage for turtles that are looking to cross the street. So how does that help the people who are drowning in debt and these upside-down mortgages, of which there are going to be more people that find themselves in that position? And, of course, I don't like what I've heard from the cap-and-trade bill. That was pushed through the House of Representatives in June, so much so that most of the congressmen who were voting on it didn't even have a chance to read it, right? And what is it? If you really look at it closely, it's a national energy tax, right? So sad to say, I would say the government's not really clicking on all cylinders so far in this administration. You might disagree. If you do, definitely call me, or call me with the, if you agree, to whatever you think. 800-259-5791.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We're getting ready to swing into yet another weekend. Meryl Streep back in the movies. A movie about J.C. That'll make you think, ooh, Julia. You know, famous cook, Julia Childs. Yeah, you know who she is. And it's kind of a split movie. It's one of those things where a woman is talking about the significance of cooking and I guess then actually looking into her life. I don't know the whole thing, but we're going to show you a little clip of it. I've seen enough or read enough about it that I get that it's kind of the flashback and forth thing. So I don't know if I would like that type of movie. But G.I. Joe is also coming out, too, this weekend. Dennis Quaid is in it. All of that in our cheap movie review section later in to the morning hours here on ATN. In the meantime, since we got you captivated by Hollywood sort of things, let's talk about a couple of things, including American Idol. As I said before, you know, we're so knee-deep in politics and life and wallet issues and everything else. But honestly, it's an escape for a lot of people. And it must be because that many people watch it and the numbers don't lie. They're very, very high. More people watch American Idol, for goodness sake, than actually vote for President of the United States. So that's kind of a sad commentary. So the whole deal about Paula Abdul tweeting that she was leaving American Idol turns out to be true. And one of her partners on the show, Ryan Seacrest, who appears everywhere on anything entertainment, he's got a radio show, he does American Idol, he does E! Entertainment, a whole bunch of stuff. He's had cameos in movies. And he said he was pretty close to Paula Abdul and was surprised but by what had happened and actually made a phone call to see if it was true. I'll let him tell the story.
The news that Paula Abdul is leaving American Idol stunned me last night. I was shocked. I read about it. Let me just walk you through what I know. And, you know, she's a dear friend. I love her to death. And am really sad that it's come to fruition, that she released that statement on Twitter and then that Fox released that statement, too. I'm just bummed because we've worked together for so many years. All of us have.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if you were to talk to Randy or Simon, they would say the same thing. It's just, it's sad. It bums us out. It's not great. Everyone that I've passed today here has asked me, is it true?
Yeah.
Is it a publicity stunt? As far as I know, it's real.
It's real. So she really is leaving Idol.
As far as I know, it's real. At this point, she's decided to leave. And, of course, the network has said she's fantastic, a huge talent, and we wish her the absolute best.
All right, here's the interesting thing. Here's what her message said. I'll miss nurturing all the new talent, but most of all being part of a show that I helped from day one become an international phenomenon. What the true deal here is that Ryan Seacrest, whose star has just flown off the charts and he's tight with Simon Cowell, got a $45 million 3-year deal. She was supposedly offered $2 to $3 million a year, and she didn't want it. She wanted to get the big bucks, and Simon Cowell, of course, his contract is off the charts. It's like $100 million. It's like play money when you throw these numbers out, isn't it? It kind of reminds you of some of the things that we're talking about with the government. So she's gone, and to take her place, a couple of different people, and I guarantee you're going to see a lot of Victoria Beckham because she's very popular in the United States, the whole fashion thing, the ex-Spice Girl, David Beckham, her husband. She's pretty interesting, I think, to Americans, certainly. So she's going to be one of the judges on the panel a bunch of different times. In fact, right now they're just saying one guest appearance, but I've heard it's supposed to be a little bit more than one, and I think that's what will happen. She'll end up being a smashing success, and they'll probably want her to come back, and then others are going to step in too. Simon Cowell actually called Beckham and asked her if she would come on the show and do it. And like I said, look, this show is the highest rated program in the U.S., the highest rated program. So do you think that Fox is going to change anything with the show with Simon Cowell or Ryan Seacrest? Of course not. Paula Abdul, while she was part of the whole craziness and all the headlines and everything else, she obviously was expendable, or they wouldn't have offered her such a little contract compared to some of the other people that were there doing that thing. Speaking of Fox, a story came out about Rupert Murdoch. I don't know how many of you crews like the Fox News website or any of the Fox websites whatsoever, but they're going to start to charge for that in the next year or so. So in other words, if you just wanted to go, I know, the internet is free. Can somebody tell Rupert Murdoch how much money does this guy need? He loves Americans and America. Let's put it that way, right? Yeah, they're going to charge. So I wonder if that will chase people away. I mean, my goodness, do you need to look at the Fox headlines that much? I would think if I were some of the other networks out there, I would definitely wouldn't charge. I would play up that we're free. Forget going to Fox, forget going to whatever website, any of his websites, come here and you can get everything and more, but they're going to do that. So, you know, ESPN, they don't charge for their website, but they have an exclusive section where you can get deeper with a columnist and whatnot, and you pay for that, but that can be part of that magazine subscription thing. But I wonder how many people will actually pony up and make, you know, they made 50% more than last year. How much money does Rupert Murdoch and this network and all of his all of his networks. How much do they need? Because remember, he's got a bunch of papers and things, too. What do you think, Matt? Would you pony up to go on some of the sites?
That's a big negative, Ghost
Rider.
That's
a big negative for me, too.
I don't think so. It's free. You know, why? You make your money off of the ads on your website and things like that. I don't get these, you know, is the Wall Street Journal, who Murdoch owns as well, has the pay-for-subscription type of
right.
a deal. I don't understand it, because you can get your news elsewhere. If you're an avid Fox News reader, which I am not, but if you were, you can go to MSNBC or CNN or the Drudge Report or any of these other news sites
and get the
same
information.
Exact information.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to learn in the end that this is a bad idea.
I think so, too. Although, a popular website, and one that I, because I do some things for them, hopefully I'll be able to go on it for free, but Fox Sports is part of Rupert's empire as well. And a lot of people do go to Fox Sports. Now, they would charge for that, too. So how many rabid sports fans with the columns, the information, the polls, the video you can get, all that sort of stuff, the scores, how many people will ante up to be hooked up to Fox Sports. Now, that could be a little bit different even than Fox News. And there are other sports sites, too. There's ESPN, like I just said, and there's a slew of other sports that you could go to. I mean, maybe this helps other people who are trying to get a leg up, because they could say, just like Matt said, look, we're not charging you. We've got advertisers, so we're not passing that cost on to you. In fact, if I were a rival, that's what I would do. I would try to take the high road and play it up that we're the guys that you don't have to pay for, that we don't want to get you coming and going when people are struggling so much. We want you to come to our site. I mentioned this at the top, sad story. John Hughes, the writer-director of some incredible movies, I think, over the years, really 80s and 90s, teen movies, a lot of them were teen movies, died at the age of 59. He died while he was taking a morning stroll in Manhattan. He died of a heart attack, and he was there visiting family. So, of course, when somebody has a heart attack, it's like, you know, Tim Russert or any of the people that we've talked about on this show. It seems Billy Mays, there's been a rash of heart attacks. But he was a guy who grew up in Michigan, moved to Chicago, went from comedy writer to ad writer to big-time movie writer, got lucky with some of the stuff that he put together, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club. I mentioned this before, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which I thought was a hilarious movie. Uncle Buck, but I was a big John Candy fan, and I think it's like you think of Uncle Buck, oh, well, what's that about? Then you actually sit and watch it. It was just like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So I was a big fan of a lot of his work, and you think of some of the incredible actors, Judd Nelson, John Cusack, who's someone I think is terrific, Bill Paxton. A lot of people got their leg up in the business by getting a part in one of Hughes' movies. So he will be missed, no doubt. John Hughes, dead at the age of 59.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener. I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag? Didn't that give you some sort of clue, like, hey, maybe this guy's not enjoying it?